Hello, you have reached the Johnsons. Please leave your name, message, and number after the beep. Thank you.
Hey, it's me. Trying to get a hold of you. I figured maybe I'd catch you here, or you might get this voicemail before. I've left a couple of other ones. Just wanted to confirm on the tracking number and wanted to share something with you. But whenever you get a moment, and I know
you're
probably... Oh.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Clayton.
I just walked in. Yes.
Hi, it's Aubrey. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How are you?
I am good. I've been trying to get a hold of... I know your wife is, like, always going around and around, and she's got so much going on with the elf thing going on this weekend, and...
Yep, yep.
I love that you were going to get a flower. I was on the phone with her when she was talking with you on the other line.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was hearing you on speaker. I go, yes, flower pot. There's a flower thing. It would look awesome. She sent me a picture. It's beautiful outside.
Oh,
your
yeah,
store.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
That was you.
That was me on the phone.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
How about them Vikings this year, though, since I got you?
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm bummed.
Disappointing
I'm bummed.
Again.
Yeah,
disappointing
well.
Again.
It just makes us better and more loyal people, better people. It's in our fiber. It's what we're made of.
Yeah, I
we're
know.
We're loyal,
I mean, you gotta,
even
you
in the
be
losses.
Tough.
Yeah.
You have to deal with that team.
Yep, you sure do. Never been to the Super Bowl, we never won a Super Bowl yet.
Yeah, no, I've never won. We've been there.
We've been
I remember
there,
as a kid
never.
We were there, but yeah, that's been
I
a long
time. I don't remember. I was going to say, that wasn't when I was a kid. But that's
know,
okay.
Right?
You know, our local team is the Bills, and Nevaeh's now going to school, right, kind of about 20 minutes from Niagara Falls when you guys went there. From
okay.
Our, so she's
oh, yeah.
kind of about 45 minutes. I don't know if Miss Julia shared that with you, but
no,
we I go up and see her all the time because it's Buffalo Central because she goes to UB on top of it, so...
Okay.
The school colors align with the Buffalo Bills. I feel like I'm just
cool.
in Buffalo Bill land out there.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, she is. She is. She really is. Give me a reason to go out to see her. Like, the people in our area, they do these specialty, like, shopping bags with the Bills memorabilia around the Christmas holiday season. I'm out there. I didn't know about this fad that they do. They must do it for the Vikings, but probably in closer proximities. Because it was never this, you know, prominent until I got closer to Buffalo. And it was Wegmans, if you remember the grocery store when you were in the area here.
Yeah, I do.
You
Wegmans,
do, okay.
That's familiar.
Yeah,
here.
That was that awesome. It's such an awesome store. It has every single everything. I hope you guys get one soon because they're starting to travel more. A couple of my friends are pretty high up in the company that I went
oh, yeah.
to high school with. Yeah. Because it was based in Canandaigua, off of Canandaigua Lake. It's kind of where the owners still live and preside. So
okay.
a lot of the Wegmans started here in our area, but they're like in New Jersey and they're in Ohio. They're all over the place now. So
yeah, cool.
Yeah it was really, really cool. Yeah, it was so
and
awesome.
That's a grocery store line?
Yeah, Wegmans is a grocery store. But it's not like the average grocery store. It's so different. I'll have to text Julie some links and stuff to share with her
yeah.
because people come to Rochester, and when I didn't live here, I missed it. Like, it's the one thing I came home to and was always excited about. Because they have, like, every kind of food. Like, the biggest Wegmans that in our area anyways is so amazing. You can get any kind of cheese, any kind of fish, sushi. Like, every single Thai, everything is pre-made, and they have different people that run different departments. It's kind of like going to, remember
like
when
higher,
we went up?
Like higher scale place.
Oh, yeah, but it's got pretty even prices. They still do, like, Tops does, and I know Menards in your area. They do, like, the 10 for 10, and Albertsons,
yeah.
I think, does. All the places do that. So they're pretty good, but their produce is amazing, and their greenhouses are around the corner. And I just think I like them more because it's like local people that I know that are like the wine connoisseur and the cheese, you know, guy there that went off and studied cheese is actually, if you remember Bob who worked with us, it's his son and daughter-in-law. So,
oh, yeah.
And
oh.
they developed this world-class Wegmans Brie cheese that I guess they're well-known for now. So it's a little different. But, yeah, that's the cool place in the area that everybody wants
yeah.
to go to. So they do these bags, And I came home with a couple, and I was like, give me a reason to go back. All of my friends want these specialty bags because we haven't seen them in our area yet. So I'm like, if you want a bag, I'll go. Give me a reason to go see her. I'll go tonight. Don't worry.
Yeah.
The emptiness for me has been difficult if Julie hasn't shared any of that with you. I just don't like it.
I think she mentioned you had some
health
issues.
Yeah, she probably did. Yeah.
Well, not really, just in general.
Well,
you had some health issues, and nothing specific.
Oh, well, I'm honest. I can share with you, and she can too, if you wanted to ask more questions. But I ended up finding out I have this really rare thing called a B12 deficiency, where remember how I was swelling, having to get like machines if she mentioned anything, and every time I would travel or have high anxiety or stressors, I would swell. Like I thought I had a circulation or a venous issue, and that's how they were diagnosing me. Well, come to find out, really the bad way, I ended up in the hospital. My son threw me over his shoulder and said, excuse my French, and hopefully you speak the same kind at some point in your life.
Once in a while.
Okay, good. Because he was like, I am done with your fucking shit. You're going to go get checked. I don't care what the bill is. I don't care if Nevaeh is going to school next year and you're trying to save money. I don't care if it's the Christmas season and you won't want to take time off of work. You're going to the hospital. And I said, okay. And I waited for about a half an hour, and I literally was waiting because I just couldn't move at that point. Like, I really was just so sick.
Wow.
I ended up having, the same effect as a heart attack. I had B12 deficiency, to, 2.2 hemoglobin level. And B12 is the one vitamin, I guess, that you need to absorb any other vitamins or good things for your body or bad things for your body. So my organs were shutting down to 63%. So the swelling wasn't actually just a circulation issue or a venous issue. Let's just say I'm like Bob Barker, the spayed and neutered of your pets. B12 representative for the world over here, because I had no idea, because it was actually reverse of what a heart attack is. It wasn't like I had blockages, Mr. Clayton. I was actually just suffering from having no blood or not the right kind of blood consistency because of the B12 not being able to absorb any other vitamins I was taking. So
anemic, maybe, in a way.
Oh, I am I've been severely anemic for my entire life, but, I mean, I can manage severely anemic. I got into the hospital when they said that I was about to have cardiac arrest and I had less than an hour and a half to live. My son left the hospital. He also moved out that weekend, but it was such a moment that I think needed to happen.
I think so, too.
Because he was failure to lounge. Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry to take up your time.
There's somebody. No, it is Julie calling me. I'll tell her you're called, and I'll probably have her call you.
Yeah, tell her I'm just looking for a tracking number. Sorry, I'll call you back later.
All right.
Bye.